But it's not of the Lord. If the Lord didn't cause it, if the Lord didn't do it, the Lord's not in it. How can it possibly be for His glory? Amen.
Amen.
I don't believe there's people who are spending their whole lives that don't understand that place for their lives. Amen. We have a whole eternity to be with the Father. And for those who do not know Him, separated from Him. Somehow, the devil has convinced me that this time here that we have on earth is all that matters. That there's nothing else to worry about. Nothing else to consider. This. Do whatever it is you think is right in your own eyes. And I say He has convinced many. And we must resist this, not only in our personal walk, in our homes, and as God sees fit to for you to share it with anybody who will listen to you. I was with some folk Thursday night. You may have noticed I wasn't on the prayer line. I appreciate all of you praying and staying together, and I appreciate you all praying daily. We're going to pray today, too. We're not going to stop. We're going to pray every day. We're going to pray today. On the prayer line for the prayer day that's coming, God sees your sacrifice. And I believe that in my heart that He's going to pour out a blessing for those. But I was with some folks, and I didn't really even realize why I was going to Baltimore I wasn't going to go, because I figured it was going to kind of be the same format that we had attended before, but for some reason, every time I decided to go back down 210 and go home, the Spirit just kept saying, go to Baltimore. And so I ended up sitting beside the publisher of a magazine. And his name is Mr. Wingo. You might want to look at it. Called Powers. You may have seen it around the gospel stories and whatnot. But this gentleman and I ended up having such a wonderful and powerful conversation because of the fact that, we were talking about spiritual things and about what while we were there and whatnot. And then out of the blue, the Lord showed me why He wanted to be with you. The man said, well, what do you think about this? And I looked at him and I said, you asked, right? And we talked about this thing called unforgiveness. And we opened up the scriptures to him. How can we get to know them? I'm not sure that some people know anybody who really believes them.
That's all I'm saying. And before long, the brother had his head down on the table. Like, I've never heard anybody even talk like that. He said. So I believe there's purpose in everything that we do. If we listen to the Spirit in our soul, end up right where the Lord wants us to be. I don't know any other reason for me really other than being in the room, because the program was the same. I met a few people. We shook hands. We did the stuff that Christians do. We prayed. I had a wonderful time with Christians there. But this conversation in this manner, unforgiveness.
Or as we've been calling it, forgiveness. It's important, amen.
And we must look at it this last time. Because everything that we do is built on Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. That's what the Lord. In Jesus' name, we ask that you bless this word. We ask that you would cover this word. We ask that you would finally make this message come together for everybody so that it would last for the rest of their lives. And not only the rest of their lives, but we instill it. But we pass it forward. It's not theirs to keep it anymore because the infection is so great. Help us, God, be the deliverer of medicine to everyone who hears us, to every thought that enters our mind, that we deal with it in your power. We need your Lord. We can't do this by loving ourselves because the infection is so great. And may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, in the sight of the family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
It's a lamp to my feet.
It's a lamp to my feet.
And a light unto my path.
And a light unto my path.
I don't know if you said it like you meant it the first time. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
Lamp unto my feet.
It's a lamp unto my feet.
And a light. You know, Peter came to him and said, how many times should I forgive my brother? You know, and I've had some back and forth about, well, who's your brother? Brother Michael and Brother Carrington, and you know your family, we're brothers and sisters in the Lord and family in the Lord, amen?
Amen.
But who's your brother? Should you stop there? Should you stop at just the people who love you?
No.
Should you stop at just the people who do what you say to
them? No.
That act like you. That behave like you.
No.
I'm talking tough stuff, guys, and I'm trying to wrap it up. I could go on for another 8 parts if you really want to. But it's tough. I've seen some series of that 16, 17 pieces. I'm not sure who remembers the beginning. You know, no matter what we say about forgiveness, the Lord has said something specifically about forgiveness. And I have to remember that it says over in Matthew 24:14 that few, many are called, but few chosen. You have to remember over in Matthew chapter 7 that it talks about broad is the path to that leadeth to destruction, but narrow is the path that leads to heaven. Broad is the gate that leads to destruction. Narrow. Over and over again, the Master keeps telling us that. Do you believe God with all your heart,
your mind, and your soul.
I believe you're here this morning because you believe that. But then he asked us, he says, that's not good enough just to sit there and don't check it. That's not good enough just to sit there and don't build upon it. That's not good enough just to sit there and don't examine yourself, as the brother Paul said, and make sure that you're in the faith. Look at chapter 5, Matthew, for a second. Who loves my brother? Who? Look at verse 38. You can answer amen.
Amen.
You try to roll around to you. Come on.
Amen.
Come on, sir. You with me? Say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, you have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other cheek also. No, I used to knock a brother out. I don't do it no more. For nothing. But just because I don't knock a brother out anymore, that doesn't mean that I'm still right with God. That's what we don't. And if any man will sue thee at the Lord and take away that coat, let him also have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow thee, turn not thou away. My point for you today is, ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy, bless them that curse you, do good to them that like you. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm talking my best. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. And this is how you get it done, guys. You don't get it done in your own power. You wouldn't say amen.
Amen.
Look at 45. That ye may be children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and send his rain on the just and the unjust. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You he wraps it up in this particular passage by saying, you ain't going to do this unless you start acting like a child of God. But he uses a word that you should be familiar with, most adults should be familiar with. You were an adult, and most adults at some point or another have a child that they raised. Some child that they're part of raising. He says, I need you to say, I'm the adult in the room. And you're not. Remember how you used to talk to your little ones? Do as I say. You're not as I do. Do as God says. And remember that you're not God. No, you can't make no lights come on for reason. Amen. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Kimmy. So the Lord wants you to know that many are called, but few are chosen. You see, some of them will get to this last verse here in 45, and they'll just fall right clean out. I'm not acting like that. I ain't gonna act like no child. I'm not just turning over my copy to my reasonability is, and start acting like a child to you, Father. But still use the word Father. They'll say it. They say, oh, I'll do it. But then they go right out the door. And some of our children, we have good examples. They'll hear what we say. Okay, Mom, okay, Dad. And they walk right out the door and they won't do it. You think this is due to the Lord? He's asking you to examine yourself. On this issue of forgiveness, he wants you. So here it is, and I,
I have no problem loving my wife and being good to my wife and my children and my family. Yeah, no problem at all. But what about those ones that keep on kicking you no matter what you do for them? Who is your brother? I just need to make sure that y'all didn't have the wrong idea, because some people will come to this conclusion, well, your brother are those that love you. Your brother are those that go to church with you. Those Christian people. Yes, that's part of it. And even though some of these people in Matthew 5 may not be your Christian brethren and sisters, the Lord somehow puts them back into a pile of people that we have to for. That pile of people may never come to you and ask you for anything ever again. They may ask you, they may not ever say that, I'm sorry I did you wrong, I hurt you, I did it on purpose, I wanted to hurt you, I stole all your money, I misused you, I took your man, I took your woman. They may never come to you and say they hit your car, or they did you wrong, they stabbed you in your back, they smiled in your face. I wish I could sugarcoat this thing. Because at the end of this message, you would see, I can't. Well, I need to go somewhere and sit down and stop preaching. I ain't worried about the chairs being filled up. I'm worried about your soul. I'm worried about your mission here on earth. The Lord has given me you. And I'm so glad about it. Don't get me wrong. I feel just as good as anybody call Arthur Spode or Long or what's his name down in Dallas?
Dr.
Evans. What's the other one that smiles a lot? I know you got a lot to smile about. But so do I.
Amen.
Give God a hand clap of praise. So do I. I'm going to do my mission. I'm going to do my mission. Amen.
Amen.
Notice how, let me see if I can do this today and not be a part of it. But. Looking at this text over here in Matthew 18, now that I've kind of got you in the right frame of mind, amen? It can be wrong for me to preach this whole message and you didn't have the right frame of mind. Mm-hmm. Not because of you, because I know God's destroyed it. But we're talking about being able to help other people, amen?
Yes.
So, we know that we've been helped and we know we're walking in the way, but now we have to be able to carry this conversation forward, amen? And here it is today. It says over here in verse 32 and 33. Back with me?
Yes.
Go back to 31. I just want to make sure you got the right one. So when his fellow servants saw what was done. Y'all remember that this guy, he went and yoked up his fellow servant by the throat and said, where's my $10? After the Lord had already forgiven him 10,000 talents. $1 million. Now, he didn't say pay me back. He said, I forgive you. I release you. He turns around and goes down the street and grabs brother man by the throat and says, where's my $10? And if you don't have it, well, I'm going to throw you in jail. Let's read. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him,
said unto him, O thy wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt. All that debt. I like the way he put that. I forgave thee all that debt because thou desired me. Should not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? Notice how the master was, how the matter was brought to the master. Pray with me now. Notice how this matter was brought to the master. You know, and when the Lord was starting to work this thing with me, I almost had to put my head down because Francis was talking. He's always after me. He's always after you. He's never finished with you until you stop breathing. You think you got it straight? Don't get all cocky now. Notice how the matter was brought to the master. They didn't go and tell them, you know what so-and-so did to me? You know what this person was doing? And he didn't blab it to nobody. Nobody knew what was going on. They took it to the Lord. And by the time he got finished with me, my head was over like the man in Baltimore. They didn't go tell pouting. No. I know. I'm talking about. They just said they took it to the Lord. As a matter of fact, they did not even go put their hands on the hip and tell old Mr. Meany about himself. Did they? I'm just trying to help you. This is all what happened to me this week, guys. And I had to repent. They didn't tell him how unreasonable he was. They didn't tell him how outrageous he was. They didn't tell him, they didn't recount to him the story of how the master had just given him a break. They took it to... Do y'all see that? Y'all see anywhere in between 30 and 31 where they went and told everybody else and told the world? My head went on crack. Read it 10,000 times. Let's see if I can get some more. I can see in this parable that way, that which causes us pain and sorrow should cause us to pray. I see that the complaint against the wicked, I see that our complaints against the wicked and the afflictions of the saints should be brought to God and left with Him to deal with. Come on, somebody. He's just been revealed. I'm going to decide in my life. I'm going to let the Lord handle it because if I can get finished with this passage today, I know the rest is paying attention. But if I can get finished with it today, y'all going to see your coat? You want to do it the Lord's way. You see, the master resented the cruelty of the servants when they took him to complain. Amen? Can you see that the servants, they were troubled. All of them saw what had happened. All of them saw that it was something done that wasn't right. All of them saw the guy was out of line. All of them saw that they could have went to him and said something about it. And they were troubled, and so much more was the master troubled. Who has the ability also to have compassion way above ours. Oh, but don't forget this part. He has the ability to pass out judgment that we can't even imagine. You're going to see him in a minute.
Ooh. Wow.
And observe how he reproved this servant's cruelty. He says, Oh, thy wicked servant.
Oh, what I wicked servant. You see, unmercifulness is unforgiveness is wickedness. Oh, let this thing open you up today.
Wow.
Wow. Jesus Christ. It, the Lord says it's wickedness. Then the Lord said, after he called on him, thy wicked servant. The Lord takes you right from being who you thought you were, to straightening your thinking out if you let him. But that doesn't stop him from straightening you out. Telling you like it is. Oh, Peter, who revealed this to you? Whoever must have revealed this to you. That I'm the Son of God. 5 minutes later, you get behind you. You're acting like the devil. Oh, he don't let the hangovers with the pizza hanging around acting silly, you know, just because you were good one for 30 seconds ago and all of a sudden now you're acting like that. He's going to tell you. The Lord's going to tell you. And he says this thing like this. He says, this unmercifulness, this thing that you just did, it's wicked. It's great. Wicked. He rebukes him in the same way that he extended his mercy. Listen to me, y'all. He rebuked him in the same way he extended his mercy. I forgave thee. Oh, stay with me today. I forgave thee. How do you put it? I love the way you put it. All that debt. Y'all ready to be revealed to me? I'm just sorry. He's just jacking me up today. I mean, this week. I hope this helps you.
Amen.
Those that accept God's favor rightly shall never be rebuked. Somebody say, shall never be. Shall never be rebuked with them or by him when you accept his favor rightly. See, we want God's favor, but then we want to go off and act like this man. Where's my $10? In a matter. But those that abuse them can expect to get it back the same way. Don't believe it? Turn to Matthew 11. So be careful. Be careful, family. Be careful. When you accept God's what? Favor. Be careful when you accept his favor and when he see what he brought you from. See all the things that he has done, all the victory that he has won for you. Be careful how you accept his favor, because by the same way that you accepted his favor, he's going to expect you to. See it yet, I'm going to keep trying to show you. 11:20 said, then he began. Matthew's 11:20. Then he began to be upbraided, rebuked. He began to upbraid the cities wherein most of the mighty works were done, because they repented. Woe unto Chorazin. Woe unto thee, Bethesda. If the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. What are you talking about, Pastor? Here it is. He rebuked them that would just receive the blessing, his favor. He turns around and upbraided them. And that's not a slight word. And he turned around just like he told Peter to get behind him. And just like he's telling his servant, he says, "You wicked servant." And here's the thing. Because they what? Repented not. They just wanted to what? Oh God. Now see this thing. They just wanted the blessing of the Lord. Consider all that debt, that great debt, the magnitude of sin, God's pardon and mercy that he gave you in his life. It should be always remembered. Never forgotten what the Lord has forgiven you for. Each one of those sins. You did the multiplication, didn't you? We did the addition. We can't even, if we just use the number one per day, it's kind of ridiculous. And we know that we keep doing it over and over and over again.
Yes. Yes, yes.
And the Lord forgave you over and over again of all that debt. Amen.
Amen.
And then there's no more condemnation in the Lord.
Yes.
Because they that walk in the Spirit are in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You're new.
Yes.
Stop acting like you're old. Stop acting like the devil still got control of your life. I'm getting ready to feel like preaching now. Stop acting like the devil's got the hold on you and you don't have him under your feet. The Lord said you can do this. But we let him keep on.
Yes, yes,
yes. Instead of remembering all that he forgave us for and pardoned us for, we don't do what it says over here. Look at Luke 7:1. I feel like teaching and preaching, but I want to make sure I get this final word to you today. Amen.
Amen.
I'm trying to get you home by 7:15 for everybody. I can't. 7. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many. Let me give you a look at this. Go back to 46. My head with oil did it thine, not an arm. But this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, all forgiven. Come on, somebody. You can have a whole lot of sin and the Lord will forgive you. For she has loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. See, sometimes people don't think that they did that. See, sometimes the Lord's not saying that you didn't sin. Lord's not saying that we all are not sinners to the same degree. He said, but we sometimes in our minds we repent. So you walk around with the attitude, well, I ain't like that. And we get this attitude up in our minds that's wrong. It's not of the Lord. It's from the devil because he has forgiven each one of us a much. You know, that's a bit of a problem for us because, we forget that we have been forgiven much. And the Lord now wants you to learn how to extend forgiveness greatly.
Yes.
Lord God, help us. The world is so infected. You were born into the infection. It's so camouflaged in you that you don't recognize it. I'm mad with you. David.
Need more light?
Yeah, I know that's right.
More light? Come in, the light's all around here.
That's not enough light.
Put the light on it. Put the light of God's word on this thing. If you do it, if you do this, you will see that it's real. I'm affected. And I need you to help me. The master didn't show. Go back to the Matthew now. The master shows his obligation that he was under, that he should have been merciful. Amen. You see that in verse 33. Should not I also have had compassion on our fellow servant as I had pity on thee? You know, we know that it's expected of God. God is expecting you. God is giving you. God has extended to you. God, this master extended to his servant. He just said, okay, you asked for it. Okay. You begged for it. It's easy to get. I'm not going to withhold forgiveness from you. And then this dude turns right around and grabs his fellow servant by the throat. Not somebody that was considered lower than him. That wasn't him. We'll do that in a minute. But this guy was like his equal. He thought it was his equal. And he, where's my $10?
Oh, wow.
He wants to throw him into prison. The master starts to show him that he should have had more compassion on his fellow servant because he had just experienced the same
forgiveness. Wow. Oh my goodness.
You ever been in a situation where you're helpful to somebody because you have been in it before? You've been through it before? You know how they feel. Not only now do you have empathy, now you can have true sympathy. Because, you know, sympathy, you know, you don't know how they really feel. You're trying to guess. You're trying to imagine. Come on, somebody. You're trying to wonder what it would feel like. But when you got the empathy process, the sympathy, then you know. And here this dude, the Lord said, don't get high-minded on me, John. I'm not just talking about sympathy.
Oh, I know how you feel.
Lord, there you know how they feel. I just gave it to you.
Wow.
Don't you get cute with me, the Lord says. I think that went over here. Oh, yeah, we'll go to sympathy right now. But when you got that empathy, when you had just been through it, when God has just delivered you, he says you should have had more compassion. You should have had more compassion because you had empathy. You know exactly what that person was going to. You just got from me a break of $1,000,000, 10,000 pounds. I forgave you all those sins. You remember when you were down there on the corner? You remember that time? I forgave you. Oh, yeah, that thing you did is one I forgave you. He says, even more importantly, you should have been willing to forgive due to the example. Forget how you feel. Stay with me, y'all. Forget how you feel.
Yes.
I'll say it again. Forget how you feel.
Yes.
Brother Mike, how'd you put it? Wish we could replace man with it. I wish you could get yourself out of the way so you can let God arise and let your enemies be scattered. But instead, we put ourselves in the enemy category because we turn against God.
Yes.
And he will not be mocked. He said, I just forgave you. And now he says, if you don't want to do what you want to do, if you, it doesn't appear that you have empathy or sympathy, just do it because I just told you how to do it.
Yes.
I just did it for you. Do it because you have the example of what I did for you. Oh, but because of this unforgiveness, the master, I mean, y'all stay with me if you want to wrap this up, man, because the master revoked his pardon and reinstated the judgment. Oh, somebody help me now. He revoked his pardon. Ooh. He revoked his pardon and reinstated his judgment. He delivered him. He's going to now deliver him to the core mentors. Look at verse 31. And his Lord was wrong. You are hot. The Lord gets hot with us when we don't follow his example. The Lord gets hot with us when we don't forgive people. The Lord gets hot with us because it hurts us, because it hurts everything around us, because it's an infection that we decide to be a part of when we can take the medicine. And be healed.
Jesus.
Because of the blood.
Jesus.
That will never, ever lose its power. You may appear up there on gracious heaven one day and say, the blood. I don't know about that blood. He's going to look at you and be wrath.
Jesus.
He's going to say, my son's blood wasn't good enough for you to overcome.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, stay with me. I'm trying. There's so much packed up in this thing. Though the wickedness was great, he delivered him. The pardon, he reinstated the judgment. He delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due him. Though the wickedness was great. Listen to me. Only thing homeboy could do was put his $10 was grab the guy's throat and take him down there and throw him into jail. But you know, he was going to get out of jail. Sooner or later, he was going to work off that $10. But the Lord said, I am not going to put you in jail. Y'all know the difference between jail and the tormentors. The Lord said, I'm going to turn this thing. I'm going to extend to you the same measure that I gave to you. It's going to be the same measure that's going to repay you. The Lord said, I'm going to take the tormentors. The Lord's angel of wrath. I'm going to take the tormentors and I'm going to let them have you. I'm going to take the tormentors and I'm going to let you have it all by yourself. The Lord's going to put in you some things that are going to happen with you, and they do not die easily. If you don't lift up your eyes to the hills and would come with your help, your conscience will eat you up. If you don't lift up your eyes on the hills and would come with your help, the Lord says he's going to deliver you to the tormentors, to your consequences. You're going to start getting it just like you gave it out. You're going to keep on getting it just like you gave it out. You're going to keep on passing it on. The consequences are going to keep on getting worse and worse and worse. And next thing you know, it's all in your family. It's all in your home. It's everywhere you go. Anybody can I get a witness? The whole world's going to have it. Everybody's going to have it. Fire's going to start going off. People won't talk to one another. Everybody's life matters. Come on, somebody. I'm upset that one person gets beaten and killed. The Lord says, I'm going to deliver your case to the tormentors. And you shall repay every bit of it, all of it.
Wow.
Our conscience, our tormentors, does not die by itself. Or you do. You can turn around anytime you want. But our pride will keep us going down that dusty tormentor road. Do you know how many, oh Lord, have mercy. Do you know how many people are walking around and they could just say, Lord, you take this torment off me. But they won't do it. They'd rather be mean. They'd rather be rotten. They'd rather be unforgiving. They'd rather be all kinds of things. They'd rather take the pill. They'd rather lay on the couch. Well, doctor, they'd rather not. But I'm so glad that God doesn't put on us any more than the whoop we deserve. You know, he didn't come, he didn't add anything to his cakes. He says here, I like it when he says, I'm going to just meet out to you that which you have given out. Mm. He says, and the Lord was wroth and delivered him to the torment until he should pay what? All that was due. The Lord didn't add any sin to him.
Right.
What he had already done,
He
was going to pay for, because he was not willing to extend the mercy and the forgiveness that was given to him. So here's the application. I ain't finished, amen.
Amen.
The whole parable. You ready?
Yes.
You might want to jot one down. Get a DVD or something, because this thing is so deep in us. You might want to, you know, my girl's got a thing of watching the video over and over again. Mm-hmm. Don't get too cute for this one. Mm-hmm. You know this for something. Think that way, I got the whole world for you, okay? Yeah, somebody grit on you again, next thing you know, you grit right back. You got hung up, caught up. Oh, you might say, I forgive him. But unless you do it from your heart, if God governs the righteous and the just, then but it should follow that he also exacts out under his government that we should also fear his divine wrath. Oh yeah. When you get home, you can read over verse 19. You find about how the Father lets the rain fall on the just. The Heavenly Father lets the rain fall on the just and the unjust. But back over here, we find out over here in 35 that we find out that the Heavenly Father also passes out some wrath, some torments, if you do not forgive from the heart. Divine wrath, amen. When we pray to God, our Father in heaven, we are taught to ask forgiveness of our sins as we forgive our debtors. The duty of forgiveness must be from your heart. I'm trying to wrap this all up now. Must be from your heart. It's not good enough to do the platitude thing. It's because God knows. It's not good enough to say, God knows. It's not good enough to say, don't. God knows. When we do not, we must forgive right and acceptably before God. If we do not forgive from our hearts, that's what God looks at. God can see it there. You can hide that from. You can kind of hide it even from yourself. You get to believe in that stuff. No malice can be harbored in your
heart.
No ill will from that person can be harbored in your
heart.
No plans of revenge can be hatched in your
heart.
No desires even of it can be in your
heart.
Many people appear to them and peaceable, and that peace is reconciled because of the exterior. God sees your heart. The danger of number two, the danger of not seeing and not forgiving, shall your heavenly Father also
eat up to you. Mm-hmm. You understand this? Mm-hmm. He said, that same thing I gave to you, mm-hmm. you should have gave it away. Mm-hmm. Now that you didn't appreciate the favor, mm-hmm. the wrath, the divine wrath is going to be given out. Mm-hmm. What? The same way. Listen, this is not, I'm not trying to teach you something that this is intended to teach, that God reverses his pardons to any of his children. You hear me? Mm-hmm. I'll say amen.
Amen.
I'm wrapping this up now. He doesn't reverse it, his pardons to his children, because his children, you saw the way Matthew is, they do like the Father said.
Mm-hmm.
You're saved. Amen. You understand. Some might say, well, nobody ever explained it to me like that. Now you can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they got some wiggle room or not. All I know is they got infections.
Mm-hmm.
I love them, but they got infections. God doesn't reverse it in his pardons. I don't believe that. He doesn't take his great salvation. I certainly don't believe that. I'm not teaching that. Don't run out here and think you're going to lose your salvation. You're a child of the King, amen?
Amen.
You are joining with Christ. So be that you are willing to suffer with him. But he denies them to them that are unqualified. This old wicked servant, he never believed. This old wicked servant, he just wanted the favors. This old wicked servant, he just wanted to get God's goodies. But he never ever repented. You have security, beloved. Amen.
Amen.
You should not have to fear, because you're a child of the King. Because you're walking up the King's. You have to learn to forgive from the heart. This does every trespass. The Bible says every one of them. I know you should have your head over on the Bible, over on the table, say, Lord, help me with this infection. You should do it. You should want to do it.
Yes.
You have to do it. It's in you. You know, persisting in unforgiveness as if the great command of God somehow is not for you, it's for them. And you can stay in your unbridled disobedience. Did you know what happens now? Do you know what happens now? When you go home, you read what happened over here in Matthew 6, where you say, our Father, it was done in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our as we forgive those. I'll stop there, because I want you to highlight that. Every time you pray that prayer, do you know what happens? They said, why would you set out the bumblebee?
said, Lord, I got my Bible. I ain't going in that case. Get caught anyway. And all you have to do is let go of the devils.
Yeah.
They clean the devils. All you like a seminary student who got beat up by the gang went to court and told the judge, I'll serve their time. No, the world won't understand. The judge didn't understand. Like he said, judge, are you stupid? I'm not going to do that. The judge said, didn't understand. But from his heart, he had forgiven that terrible thing. Are you like the Father at Texas A&M that says, I don't have any malice in my heart that my son dropped dead before he put his first foot in his class because of the calisthenic program down there. I thank the Lord because everybody on their campus now has to think about if they have one more day. My son was ready to go home. I know he was. Everybody on that campus, everybody who ever tells the story again, everybody who ever hears the story again has to think about if they've done the right thing, because they may not have one more day. My son had won his race. He had fulfilled his course. Have you, out of your heart, prayed to the Lord to show you about this unforgiveness that has infected everything? Let's give the Lord a hand of we need to pray for each other. But this is a prayer time today. You need to pray for yourself. And I pray that you don't take this series of messages and you forget all about them. Because everything else that I'm going to tell you from this time forth, even whatever voice that the Lord takes in front of you, will be based on you understanding this series right now. And
There's some people right now that's not here, and there's people coming. They can't handle some of the things that I'm going to be saying tonight.